Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know we all love a good nightmare neighbor story. And today's deep dive is a doozy.
Oh, tell me about it. I got a peek at this one while.
Right. This listener wrote into the Nightmare Neighbors podcast about a Mr. Collins from Maple Street. And, well, let's just say their story is equal parts hilarious and creepy.
Definitely sounds like a character. And from the letter, this isn't your typical borrowing a cup of sugar scenario, is it?
Oh, not at all. Our listener starts by describing Mr. Collins as this friendly, mustachioed guy, almost sitcom-esque, you know?
I can picture it.
And it all begins innocently enough with a simple request for sugar. I mean, who hasn't been there?
Right. It's like the classic neighborly thing to do. Never leads to anything too crazy, usually.
Exactly. But then it's like, well, the requests start escalating. Light bulbs, then the lawnmower. Our listener even joked about having one of those neighbors.
Little did they know.
If only. But it's the progression that's really fascinating, right? Each request is a little more audacious than the last. It's like he was testing the limits of what's socially acceptable.
It's like he was playing a game.
And our listener got roped right in. It's so easy to get caught up in that, oh, be a good neighbor mentality before you realize
you're in way over your head. What's interesting is how the listener talks about their own internal monologue, right? It went from neighborly to, wait, what? Without them even realizing they were being pulled into this strange game Mr. Collins was playing.
And every good game has that turning point where it stops being fun.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So when does this friendly neighbor act take a turn?
Well, I think things took a turn for the weird when Mr. Collins asked to borrow a dog.
A dog? Hold on, what?
I know, right?
Who borrows a dog?
Buster the Golden Retriever for the weekend. Because his niece was visiting.
His niece. Wow. That's when you really start to wonder, is this guy for real?
Right. And the way the listener describes it, he was so nonchalant, like it was the most normal thing in the world.
See, that nonchalance, that's key. It's like he was testing the waters. Like, how far can I push this before?
It's weird.
Exactly.
But wait, it gets weirder. Just when you think it can't get any stranger, Mr. Collins asks to borrow the listener's Wi-Fi for a few months.
Months.
Months. Because his internet rates went up.
Okay, now that is pushing it. This goes way beyond your average run-of-the-mill neighborly favor. This is about control, about seeing how much he can get away with. He obviously wasn't concerned with inconveniencing the listener.
Borrowing the internet for months?
Bold move.
Right, but it doesn't stop there. As if the Wi-Fi wasn't enough, our listener starts noticing other strange behavior.
Like what? Fill me in.
Well, Mr. Collins develops a habit of rearranging his patio furniture at 2 a.m.
Okay, now that's just bizarre. I mean, was it a weird quirk or what? At this point, it's more than just a little eccentricity, wouldn't you say?
Totally. It's like he was purposely trying to create this unsettling vibe. And then, on top of the late night patio rearrangements, we have what the listener calls the case of the missing gnomes.
Oh, this is the part with the gnomes.
You know about the gnomes.
Oh, yeah. The letter mentions these weren't just any gnomes. They were a gift from an ex. Lots of sentimental value, apparently.
You've got to be kidding me. And Mr. Collins borrowed these, too. What possible reason could he have?
Building a gnome city?
He's got to be kidding.
Nope. He actually admitted to it, just casually mentioned it like it was the most normal thing in the world.
This is where our listener really starts to question his grip on reality. Like, I get borrowing a cup of sugar, but making off with your neighbor's sentimental garden gnomes for your own gnome city? Come on. But of course, Mr. Collins doesn't stop there.
No. What's next? The garden hose.
It gets worse. This is where it goes from weird to unacceptable. This is the bike incident.
The bike. Okay, what did he do with a bike? Someone's bike at that.
Right. This wasn't just any bike either. It held a lot of sentimental value for our listener.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, he did. He borrowed it. And get this, he lent it out.
He lent it out. Something he borrowed. The nerve of some people.
Right. To a friend, apparently. And not just any friend. Someone our listener didn't even know.
It's like he was trying to prove a point. That's a complete disregard for someone's property and feelings. Talk about a violation of trust. This goes way beyond just borrowing.
Seriously. What must go through someone's mind when they think that kind of behavior is okay?
Who knows? It's like some people are totally unaware. Or maybe they feel entitled to other people's things. Or is it something deeper?
Deeper.
Like, are they deliberately trying to manipulate and control the people around them? It's hard to tell. But one thing is for sure. Mr. Collins' actions definitely went from a little odd to downright disturbing.
So we've got boundary pushing,
borrowed lawnmower,
gnome nap,
and an unauthorized bike loaning ring.
Right. And all with a smile, apparently. No remorse. Did our listener ever confront this borrowing bandit?
Oh, they did. They finally marched right over to Mr. Collins' house.
I bet.
Ready to read him the riot act.
Good for them. And what happened?
Well, Mr. Collins greets them with that same disarming smile.
No.
Oh.
And a heaping dose of gaslighting for good measure.
You're kidding. He didn't try to flip the script and make our listener feel like they were the problem, did he?
Oh, he absolutely did. Trotted out the old, we're neighbors, we share line. As if that made it okay.
Oh, please.
Even suggested he was doing our listener a favor by holding onto their stuff.
The audacity. You really have to wonder what goes through someone's mind. But anyway, surely this is where he sees the error of his ways. Returns everything. Well, the next morning, all of the listener's missing belongings reappear.
Really?
Yep. All boxed up on the porch with a note.
Okay, what did the note say? Sorry for borrowing your entire patio set. I'll work on my borrowing issue.
Not even close. It said, I've moved on. Enjoy your things.
He's gone.
Gone.
After all that.
Vanished. Empty house, no forwarding address, no trace. Like he never existed.
Oh, but it gets weirder. What about those postcards?
Oh, yes. Postcards. Our listener starts getting these cryptic little messages. No return address, of course.
Maybe.
Little things like, how's the lawn looking? Missed the gnomes yet? It's like he wanted to remind the listener that even though he was gone, he was still out there somewhere.
Okay, now that is truly unsettling. So what's the takeaway? What have we learned from Mr. Collins, the borrowing bandit of Maple Street?
Well, I think it shows how important it is to set boundaries, even with people who seem harmless at first.
Right.
If our listener had nipped this in the bud early on, who knows? Maybe things wouldn't have gotten so out of hand.
So true. It makes you think, what kind of person does this? What's going on in their head? Sadly, we'll never know. But we can learn from it and maybe be a little more cautious about lending out the hedge trimmers next time.
Absolutely. This was definitely a deep dive into the strange side of neighborly disagreements. Have you ever encountered a Mr. Collins? What did you do? Let us know. And until next time, stay vigilant out there.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.